The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you,
Lord. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If I can, just a few brief words this evening. When you get morning and evening wrong, you know it's better to be brief. We are in our time surrounded by ugliness. We're surrounded by moral corruption and evil. And we're surrounded by falsity or truthiness, I think, was the word just conceived a few years ago. And that has us at a loss. It has us disoriented. But here tonight, I think we experience something of the antidote to what ails us. Because here, beauty conquers ugliness. Because here, goodness triumphs over evil. And truth wins out over truthiness. And my friends, it doesn't stay here. We experience here beauty, goodness, and truth so that our hearts and our whole lives may be formed according to the one who is true, the one who is beauty and goodness itself. How is this accomplished? But by the example of Mary who is before us. Joyful, humble submission to Christ Jesus. It's nothing else. It's nothing more, and it's nothing less. The way that truth, goodness, and beauty win out in our day is by our humble, faithful, joyful submission to Jesus. Our prayers, my friends, these days ought to be stronger still. Strong and stronger still. But they always lead us to abandon ourselves to Christ, who is the King, and to his mother, our mother, who is our Queen.